the background of this surah is that, as we discussed earlier, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was inviting the people of Quraysh especially, because they were the first addressee to Islam, and was giving them the messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. But those people kept rejecting, the majority of them, the most of them, they were not believing and they were not accepting this message. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah. And look at the comprehensiveness and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this kind of history of the previous nations in just one page. Subhanallah, this is the mu'jiza of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarized all the history of the previous people in just few ayat, in just one page. So he is reminding them that look at the consequences, look at the end of those people who did not accept our message with previous messengers, what happened to them. So you take the lesson from their past and you correct yourself. So few nations have been mentioned in the last lesson that we recited, that was Qawm-e Samud and Qawm-e Aad. These are very famous, and Arab people, they knew them very well. And let me tell you also one thing about Arab history. There are three types of Arab people. One is called Arab Ba'idah, one is called Arab Aribah, and one is called Arab Mustaribah. So Arab Ba'idah, old Arab people, very old. And they, Samud and Aad, both of them, they belong to that nasl, and they are gone. So they are called Arab Ba'idah. But their, you know, traces of their nations, their houses, towns, they were still there. And Quraysh also, they knew about that, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them. And then in today's recitation, you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started from Fir'aun. So he made Fir'aun over here a central, you know, point. And then he said that not only Fir'aun, but before him, there were so many people before him and after him also. Their towns, they were overthrown, overturned. They all have been destroyed. So let's start from this ayah that we recited today. وَجَاءَ فِرْعَوْنُ. Ja'a yaji'u in Arabic means to come. Ja'a is the past tense, madi, it means came. And literal meaning over here, a Fir'aun came. Okay, but when we will go to the end of the ayat, the translation will be changed into brought. When, this is Arabic grammar, when the word ja'a, it comes with the letter ba after that. So the meaning change from coming to bringing. When you bring something, like you say in Arabic, jibil ma, bring the water. Jibil qalam, bring the pen. Here you will not translate come with pen, come with water, right? So then it will change into bringing. Okay. So just to know the basic meaning or the literal meaning of ja, keep in mind, ja means to come. But then we will, you know, change into bringing. So Fir'aun came, وَمَنْ قَبْلَهُ, and the people before him. وَمَنْ قَبْلَهُ, and all of those who came before him. وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَاتُ, and other towns, they were overturned. Upside, they made upside down. For example, قَوْمِ لُوت. This is their famous, you know, azab, or the punishment was that the whole town was made upside down. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran also, Fajalna Aliyaha Safilaha. Aliyaha means the top part of the house is made into Safilaha, into down. So Mutafikat, all those cities, all those towns, they were overturned. Bil Khati'a. Khati'a is from the word khata. Khata in Urdu also we use it. Khata means mistake. Here is not a small mistake, man, it's a big sin. So all those nations who brought the big sins, who committed the big sins. Okay. So now translate the whole ayah, and Fir'aun, people before him, and other cities and the towns who brought the similar sins, who committed the similar sins.
No, but well, Mutafikat means they were upside down.
Why they have been made upside down? Because they committed. Yes. فَعَصَوْا رَسُولَ رَبِّهِمْ. And here now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also telling the reason why they have been punished, because they did the common sin that they disobeyed the messenger of their Lord. They did not listen.
Is the root here asa?
Yes, asa. Yes.
So what does that mean?
Asa means disobeyed.
Is there a root for mutafika?
If yes, the root of mutafika is if. So fa'asaw rasul rabbihim, they all disobeyed the rasul, the messenger, rabbihim, of their Lord. فَأَخَذَهُمْ أَخْذَةَ الرَّابِيَةِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gripped them with a very tight grip. He took them. أَخَذَ, literal meaning to take something. Like you say, I took this thing, I took the book, that is called أَخَذَ. Here, took them means he punished them, he gripped, took them into his grip. Akhzata rabia, very strong grip, very tight grip. So rabia means strong or tight. Rabiyun.
Rabiyun.
Rabiyun, yes. Rabba yarbi, rabiyun.
Rabia.
This is sifa.
Yeah. Rabba. Say something. Rabba Shay and Zed. Zed, قوي, strong. Yeah.
When you tie something with a strong rope, so that is the expression. Yes, Ribat al Hizam. When you put the belt around your waist and put it tight, that is Ribat al Hizam. أخذت الرابية. إِنَّا لَمَّا طَغَ الْمَاءُ حَمَلْنَاكُمْ فِي الْجَارِيَةِ. Now, here another reference. This reference is from Nuh alayhi salam and his qawm. As you know about Nuh alayhi salam, that he kept inviting his people for all 900 years. And just the few people, they believed in him, the majority, they did not. So what happened, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them with the flood. So here is a reference for that flood. Inna lamma taghal ma'u. Inna is indeed we. When the water rose high. Lamma means when. Tagha, something that is high. Yes. Al-ma'u. Al-ma'u is water. So when the water rose high means when the flood came, when the whole place was flooded heavily. Hamalnakum. So, O mankind, we transported you in Noah's ark. We carried you. Hamalna. Hamala yahmilu means to carry,
to bear.
And for the transportation also, in modern Arabic also, when you know we have the whole industry for transportation, from taking the things from one place to the other place, that is called hamal. So hamalnakum, we boarded you or carried you fil jariya, in that
ship.
Boat, in that ship, jariya, ship floating.
Ship.
Jara yajri, the literal meaning of when something like water
right.
is flowing or something is floating in the water, that is jara yajri, jariya. Because that ark, that boat was floating in the water, so that is pointed over here as jariya. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we carried you? No one was here. No one was in that boat, right?
They are the descendants.
They are, yes.
Mankind.
Mankind. Because the only 72 people, as it has been mentioned in the narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were the only human being, they were saved throughout the world. So now all those billions of people, they are the children of those 70 survivors. So we carried you in that boat. لِنَجْعَلَهَا لَكُمْ. Why we saved you or those nations, so that we made that event that happened at the time of Nuh alayhi salam, we made this event for you as a reminder. لِنَجْعَلَهَا, so that we can make it, and we make this event lakum, for you, tazkira, as a means of reminding.
So with this ayat, it has changed the
history.
You know, the tone has changed from the punishment to favor.
Right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished all those people, but he saved you, so it is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you should appreciate and come back to the right path. Tazkira is reminder. Warning, you can say also. For you, it was warning. وَتَعِيَهَا أُذُنُ وَعِيَ. And so that attentive ears, they can remember it, they can preserve it. تَعِيَ. Ta'iyya wa'ayya'in Arabic means to preserve something, to always, to keep remembering. That is called ta'i. Uzun, our ears that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, every human being, this hearing power, listening power, that uzun. Wa'ayya, what is the function of our hearing, that when we listen something, we remember it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not be like those who listen from one ear and they let it go from the other ear.
Yeah.
Attentive ear. Udunu wa'iya. Preserving. Yes.
So wa'iya is
what? Wa'iya, the one who will preserve it, remember it. So ta'iya is the verb from the same wa'iya. Retain, both those who attentive ears who can retain it.
Right.
فَإِذَا نُفِخَ.
It's not the ayat. Why?
It's from Wiha.
Yes, it's from Wiha. Yes.
It has both meanings, to preserve and to understand.
So is it Wiha, you preserve?
Yeah, preserve.
Put the food in Wiha,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
It holds the
food. Holds something,
exactly.
Yes.
It's funny because we always say that your mind, your brain should focus.
Yes.
Right? But here Allah is reflecting to the ear.
Not the mind.
It's interesting.
Yes, interesting. Because, first of all, this is one of the sense. You know, from five senses, this is also one of the senses. So everything that is processed in your brain, it is going
through
the listening. Because it is the event in the history that happened, and that story was transferring from generation to generation, so by listening, right?
I think maybe here ear makes more sense, because before that the word zikratum is there, meaning, you know, people talk about that, right?